morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-083 regarding Franklin Bingham. The time is now.
Is somebody else in there?
Good morning. Who just joined the call?
This is Stephen Hess.
Thank you, Mr. Hess. All right, so I'll just restart. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-083 regarding Franklin Bingham. The time is now 10:03 a.m. on May 16th, 2023. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We will start with those of us in the room today, and then we will move to our virtual attendees. So once again, my name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case.
Brandon Eden, Board Staff.
Orlean Lawyer, Enforcement Manager.
Mel Slaysman.
George Stevenson, Structural Engineer and EAC Member.
Clarence Campbell, Structural Engineer and EAC Member.
John Joseph Proska, Structural Engineer and EAC Member.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Stephen Hess, Tucson, Arizona, Structural Engineer.
Thank you, Mr. Hess. Mr. Winter?
Kurt Winter, Deputy Director, AZBTR.
And then Mr. Collins and Mr. Bingham.
Jonathan Collins, I'm representing Mr. Bingham. He's here with me. Go ahead.
Franklin Daniel Bingham. I go by Dan. D-E.
Okay. Thank you. All right, a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind any attorneys present today that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your clients questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through complaint on June 16, 2022, related to a residential project in White Mountain Lake, Arizona. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hess?
Hold on a second. I'm trying to get in my Google account. I'm going to turn off my cell phone.
Okay. We will come back to Mr. Hess. Mr. Proska?
Yes.
Mr. Slaysman?
Yes.
Mr. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
What was the question?
Do you feel comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger and are prepared to move forward?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Probably just turn off the cell phone.
Okay. Fact finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger. In this case, alleger was invited. However, they are not present at today's meeting. And then we will move to the respondent and then to any witnesses. During the interview of the respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here today in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. We do not have any of the parties here today in person. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. And again, I just want to put for the record that the alleger was invited to today's meeting and has decided not to attend. All right, at this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. May you please have a motion.
This is George Stevenson. I so move.
I'll second that. Clarence Campbell.
Thank you. All right, so now I will call individually. Mr. Campbell? Yes to moving into executive session? Okay. Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Proska?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Slazen?
Yes.
Okay. And then Mr. Stevenson?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. We have entered into executive session at 10:09 a.m. on May 16th, 2023.